Thank you, Chair. Norway aligns with the EU statement delivered earlier and would like to make some additional comments. It is a priority for Norway that we continue the work on strengthening the review process and follow up the work of last year's working group, ably led by you, Chair, in Vienna. We consider the recommendations from you from the working group as a good foundation to continue our work. We should take this forward within this review process and being able to make decisions on strengthening the review process at latest at the 2026 review conference. What we really would like to see in strengthening the review process is to have more room for interactive discussions. And I think, you know, your working group last year was a good example in that regard. We highlight the importance of transparency and accountability, the recommendations 16 to 21 in your working paper. We emphasize that to be able to review the implementation of the NPT obligations and commitments, national reports play a crucial role. The nuclear weapon states bear a special responsibility in this regard, and we call on them all to present such report for review and discussion within the NPT structures. And in this regard, we highly welcome the efforts made by the UK, France and the US on reporting and transparency. We would also like to see more topical interactive discussions. And we believe that the three principles for nuclear disarmament are good topics for this purpose. I have already mentioned transparency, but also verifiability and irreversibility. There are ongoing activities and work streams that could give good foundations for interactive discussions within our NPT structures. Finally, I would also like to recommend the working paper from the Stockholm Initiative, which we are a part of, stepping up efforts toward a successful review cycle, which also highlights continued efforts to strengthen the review process. I thank you, Chair.